B'tachin for life, shiur number 203, Thursday, Parshas Noach. Maintaining tikva, maintaining hope, is really a challenging thing. And that's why the pasuk says, Kaveh al Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. Have hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and strengthen your heart and continue to have hope for Hashem. Because really, it is difficult to maintain hope when a person doesn't see the Yeshua immediately. Especially in today's generation, when we expect immediate results in every situation, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always send an immediate result. And the point of tikva is to be continuously maintaining the tikva. And not necessarily expect the Yeshua immediately. But chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kavei al Hashem. Continuously maintaining tikva is what ultimately brings Yeshuas. And the truth is, on Purim, when we say Shoshanas Yaakov, we say a very powerful thing. We say lohedia. The point of the Nes of Purim is to let us know shekol kayivecha lo yevayishu. Anyone that has tikva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not get embarrassed. Meaning, if you have tikva for Hashem, you will ultimately see the Yeshua. Even if all odds are against you, like in the story of Purim, all odds were stacked against Klal Yisrael. There was no chance that they should get saved. And they got saved. Why? Because they had tikva. And that was the lesson of the story of Purim. That even though it seemed impossible, and that's why we say, Shoshanas Yaakov Tzahala V'Samecha, and we end off, Tshuasam Hayisal Onetzach V'Sikvasam B'Chol Dar V'Dar. We say that tikva is in every generation. Because the message that we are supposed to get from that story is that even though it seemed that there was no way out, but because Klal Yisrael maintained tikva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them. And this message is applicable in every generation. V'sikvasam b'chol dar v'dar. No matter what your situation is, you want to see Yeshua, you want to defy statistics, then in your mind, you have to defy statistics. You have to say in your mind that even though it doesn't seem like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring the Yeshua in the natural way, I rely on Hashem, I have tikva, I am chazak v'yameitz libecha, and I have constant tikva in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to realize that sometimes when a person works on tikva, sometimes the tzara can get worse. And a person can think to himself, what's the point of my tikva? Am I getting anywhere? And the answer is yes, because the stronger the tikva, the more powerful it is. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes can, chas v'shalom, intensify the tzara, and we still hold on, and we still maintain tikva, and we still hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, that is a much more powerful tikva, and that tikva can bring Yeshuas. That's why a person suffers, Rachmana Litzlan, through tzaras. To see, will he maintain tikva? Will he keep his hope, or will he give up hope? And the difference between seeing the Yeshua and Rachmana Litzlan not seeing the Yeshua is dependent on us. When we hold on, even if everybody else gives up, when we hold on and we say, Ki lishuascha kivinu kalayayim, Rebbeinu shel olam, I always have hope in you, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us the Yeshua.